Activity 29. Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class.
A geyser is the result of underground water under the combined conditions of high temperatures and increased pressure beneath the surface of the earth. Now, temperature rises about maybe 1 degree Fahrenheit for every 60 feet under the Earth's surface. And we know that pressure also increases with depth, water that seeps down in cracks and fissures. So when the water reaches very hot rocks in the Earth's interior, it becomes heated to the temperature of, let's say, 290 degrees. Okay then, water under pressure can remain liquid at temperatures above the normal boiling point, but in a geyser, the weight of the water nearer the surface exerts so much pressure on the deeper water that the water at the bottom of the geyser reaches much higher temperatures than the water at the top. And as the deep water becomes hotter, and consequently lighter, it suddenly rises to the surface and shoots out of the ground in the form of steam and hot water. In turn, the explosion agitates all of the water in the geyser reservoir. And what do you think happens then? More explosions. So immediately afterward, the water goes back into the underground reservoir. It starts to heat up again, and the whole process repeats itself. So in order to function, then, a geyser must have a source of heat, a reservoir where water can be stored until the temperature rises to an unstable point, an opening through which the hot water and steam can escape, and underground channels for resupplying water after an eruption. Now, favorable conditions for geysers exist in regions of geologically recent volcanic activity, especially in areas of more than average precipitation. For the most part, geysers are located in three regions of the world: New Zealand, Iceland, and the Yellowstone Park area of the United States. I'd say that the most famous geyser in the world is Old Faithful in Yellowstone. It erupts every hour, rising to a height of 125 to 170 feet and expelling more than 10,000 gallons of hot water during each eruption. Old Faithful earned its name because, unlike most geysers, it's never failed to erupt on schedule even once in 80 years of observation.